Well, I'm getting another stamp on my passport today as we trip around Europe with different beers from Mo and Deft Brewing. I love the fact that at Deft, we get such a wide variety of different beers and styles that you don't normally see. But I mean, you guys are getting ready to celebrate your 9th anniversary in October, so you're doing That's something right. that works. These are all amazingly well-crafted beers.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Well, we certainly try. I think part of that is we've got a small system. We recently doubled the capacity of our system, but with a small system means a lot of work, a lot of brewing, a lot of iterations. But with iterations, you're able to dial in these recipes and feel like because we brew each of these beers so often, gives us the opportunity to tweak and enhance. And I feel like every single beer just gets better and better.
Well, I will tell you one thing. You called it an English IPA, but I thought English IPAs were a little maltier in color and on body, but I'm getting some citrusiness on the back end of this.
Yeah, so this one is, we call it an English IPA in that it's brewed like an English IPA. Old world ingredients, old world hops on the hot side, but we finish on the back end, the dry hopping, with some of those more familiar hops, and most notably the Mosaic hop, which you know most people are very familiar with.
Yeah, having that like citrusy, almost kind of grapefruit pithiness on the back end of it harkens back to some of the IPAs that you would find normally here in San Diego. But yet on the hot side, it's very old world English. I like having that dichotomy of flavors, if it makes sense in the sip, because yeah, I get that feeling on the front end of like, oh yeah, it's definitely something that's old world, and then on the back end, it's like, oh, no, there's something distinctively San Diego about this.
That's San Diego, yeah, that's West Coast.
Well, you know, I was thinking real hard on what to pair with this. One of my favorite stories was how Joe Strummer from The Clash ran the London Marathon. He claims that the only prep work he did was drinking, I think it was like 8 pints of ale the night before.
Nice.
So I think for this, we're going to play The Clash. Here's Clampdown.